Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar in which Shia Muslims commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, began here on Wednesday. The Sindh government, echoing the other provincial governments, has put all major cities across Sindh on high alert and has banned pillion riding with immediate effect in the cities of Karachi and Hyderabad in order to prevent hit-and-run style target killings in the city. As a security measure, Karachi has been divided into three zones, east, west and south. All vehicles except for law enforcement are not going to be allowed in areas where Muharram demos are carried out. In order to ensure the highest protection for Shia Muslims, who have been brutally targeted by the pro-Taliban militants, the government has mobilized the military in case of any emergencies. Thousands of Shia Muslims, particularly scholars, doctors, lawyers, engineers, journalists and other professionals, have been gunned down across Pakistan in recent years by pro-Taliban extremists. As for the security measures being implemented this year, Shia scholar Allama Abbas Kumeli believes more is never enough.
It is very difficult to say categorically that we are satisfied with our security arrangements for the ensuing Muharram. We are being assured that foolproof arrangements are being made. But similar assurances were given last year. Such meetings were held last year also. And in spite of these tall claims, such big incidents took place.
The government of Sindh, on the other hand, believes it is doing everything it possibly can under the current situation. It has employed 11,000 policemen, including snipers, and teams with sniffing dogs to be deployed in Muharram processions and other religious gatherings.
Despite of best security in the world, Twin Tower happened. Any person who is prepared to kill himself, you cannot stop him. But whatever humanly possible is on the earth, we are doing that, and we did last time also, but they did the terrorist activity. So this time also we are at the best and we are doing the best. Let's hope for the best.
According to Sindh government officials, six towns have been identified as volatile under the security plan. Around 1,025 processions will take place, out of which 598 have been identified as possible targets for attacks. About 48 mosques and 44 Imam Bargahs are also declared as sensitive spots. Despite top security arrangements, Pakistan government failed to prevent mourners from deadly bomb blasts in Ashura and Arbaeen processions last year. This has cast doubt over government's claim of higher security for Shia Muslims in Pakistan this year. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.